Okay, good afternoon. So about last Thursday's game, you know, the one thing I want to say is that, you know, we didn't play our best game. That's probably one of the poorest games we played in a long time. And so this week the focus has not been on, you know, anything negative. We got to correct the mistakes, but, you know, going forward and trying to help this team win games like we're accustomed to doing. So that's been our focus. You know, the last 2 days of practice will be tomorrow and through the weekend, and hopefully on Sunday we get the job done for our football team.
You learn about the two blocks, at least the two legal blocks.
Yeah, well, the first one, you know, Kevin got ejected out of there. We thought he was hitting the side of the head and neck area, which is illegal. We still should protect it a little bit better than we did, and so they got a guy in there clean. The second one, we dropped, we mishandled the snap, so it wasn't anybody's fault. Neither one were Kai's fault. We got to do a better job there, and, you know, obviously the last one, they were way offside. So it was a very unclean game for our field goal team. We obviously need to do a much better job there, but it didn't stop there. We didn't cover the kickoff well. We had a penalty on kickoff return, which we haven't had a penalty on kickoff return in maybe over a year. You know, we had two great punts, but then two of the other punts weren't very good, and one of them we didn't cover great. So it was just a sloppy game, and a game that in years past we probably would have lost because, you know, we needed to do better on special teams, but offense and defense did a great job and picked us up. And we need to get back to playing good, clean, hard-nosed Viking special teams football to help our team win.
When you're evaluating those kicks and there's a penalty on one and probably a play that should have been a penalty on another one, does it, I guess, help? Does it absolve anybody when you're evaluating, or do you still see things that went wrong on those plays?
That's a really good question. I think, you know, I don't see – I always want to take it from what can we improve upon. Yeah. And we still need to do a better job protecting the A-gaps. We need a better job of getting the ball up in the air as the kicker if we have an opportunity to do that. So I'm always looking. I'm never making excuses. I'll never make an excuse. I'm always going to own it. We're going to own the mistakes that we make. And quite frankly, we have to do a better job. Really? I'm ready to be long-winded.
Can we talk about Atlanta?
On the kick return penalty last week, I guess, what did you see that happened there and how much did that change the momentum? He stopped his feet,
and our fullback stopped his feet. He grabbed him, and we always talk about, you know, you've heard me say this before, Ben, don't give the official an excuse to throw a flag. And we gave him an excuse to throw a flag. We stopped our feet. We grabbed him. We restricted his movement going to the outside. And all we got to do is pin him inside. And, you know, Marcus did a great job of getting outside. The one on Blake, I didn't think, you know, it was very questionable. But the one on Steven was definitely a hold. And we can't have that. And it's unacceptable to me. I mean, we don't get penalized a lot. And we need to keep it that way. And in that game, we had, you know, 3-2-1 play and then the offsides on kickoff, which is totally inexcusable. So it was just a sloppy game, and I'm glad it's over, and we got to move on. And we got to help our team win against a great Atlanta football team. And they're good on all three phases, and they're well-coached, and they play hard. They got good players. They got good returners, kicker, punter. So we have our work cut out for us, and we got to go win. We got to go help our team win this week. How about you, Mark? You got anything?
I'm ready to answer a lot of questions today.
It's not Indian season.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about that.
Do you coach kickers and punters how to tackle people?
We work on tackling. We talk about tackling. They're, by nature, not great tacklers, as you can imagine. They basically want to be a speed bump. They want to get in the way and slow them down a little bit so everybody else can rally to the ball. That's what we talk about.
So that's kind of the strategy. Just do whatever you can to get in the way. You don't teach them, like, the exact technique?
We teach them the technique, but when they have those returners come at them fast, technique goes out the window. Let me assure you of that. That's usually what happens.
Self-preservation.
I'm sorry?
Self-preservation.
Exactly right, yeah. Self-preservation. I don't want to get my legs hurt. You know, this is how I make my money and do well for my team. So, anybody else?
What do you see from Atlanta's special teams as a whole? You talk about them being a good unit overall.
They're very good. They're sound. They're not real fancy. They just line up and play, and they play hard. They play fast. They play how I like our guys to play, and play the play faster and longer than your opponent. You know, Matt Boscher's been a very good punter in this league, and he kicks off for him. Matt Bryant's an outstanding, you know, field goal kicker. They got a good snapper in Harris. They've got the returner they got from the Lions from last year. You know, and Andre Roberts is at, I think this is his eighth year, and he does a great job. He may not be the fastest guy, but he's quick and he's strong, and he kind of quick like a little guy and strong like a big guy. That's how I've described him this week, and I got a lot of respect for him. So we got to punt and cover, we got to kick and cover, and we got to get after these guys.
Is there much similarity from the 2015 team that you can go back and compare?
Very similar. I mean, they're still coached by the same special teams coordinator. But I think a lot of the personnel is different. We're different. They're different. So, I mean, we can, you know, obviously I've already watched that game and learned from it. There weren't a whole lot of plays. I think there was only 18 or 19 special little special teams impact game, but you know, we got to be ready for everything and anything, and that's our quest this week.
What would the strategy be if Kai Forbath got hurt during a game? Like, do you have a punter kick?
Yeah. You know, Ryan would kick. He's kicked before in preseason games in the NFL. So
there's no, like, defensive tackle who's secretly good at kicking?
Not for us.
What if they both get hurt?
And then I hope you go for two and go for it on fourth down.
You good? All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.